two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
94.1
KPFA. What you see here is history. It's history. Never been done before. Never been done in this country. In this country.
KPFA.
To bring you to the light.
Farewell to you, people.
Welcome to Hard Knock Radio. Today on the program, David D. speaks with author and former law enforcement officer Sergeant Ron Stallworth about the rise of vigilantism and how he infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. Later in the program, Davey D speaks with hip-hop artist Aisha the Raptivist about her new album, Raptivism. All this coming to you after these afternoon headlines.
We'll be back.
I see your reality on our doorstep. I believe in the change I see.
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. It is Hard Knock Radio. In the building with us this afternoon, all the way from San Francisco, is Aisha the Raptivist. You just heard a brand new song from her called Believe in Reality. It features just her, but her entire album features artists from all over the hip-hop diaspora, and that's kind of unusual from people coming from the United States. A lot of times people do songs and collabos with people from around the way. They may do something with folks from different states, but oftentimes with hip-hop being a global phenomenon, you don't often see a lot of folks do an entire album where they have people coming from Senegal and from France and from various countries in the Middle East. But Aisha has stepped to the plate and she's done that, and we wanted to talk to her this afternoon as we celebrate the release of a brand new album and also this Raptivist, as she likes to call herself, connecting the dots with people all over the various continents where hip-hop reigns and where the voice, where the voiceless is given voice. So first of all, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Talk a little bit about first your name, the Raptivist. What does that mean? Where did you get it from?
I mostly go by Aisha Fukushima on stage, but my project, my work, the mission is all under the name of Raptivism. And Raptivism is essentially that intersection between rap and activism, hip hop and social justice, where we move and bring people to a whole new level, challenging the status quo and really getting people to think. It's breaking down hip-hop in a way that I think we've been waiting to hear and we continue to want to hear, in healing, empowering, and taking things to the next level.
What do you mean by that? Because I think a lot of folks that we bring on the show, they say that. You know, they say that hip-hop needs to heal. They want to bring it to another level. Are you in sync with what they're saying, or is there a different angle that you're taking?
I mean, I think that this is all about our global connections as well. So very much when people think hip-hop, sometimes we focus so much on the locale, and we need to focus on the glocal, or that global and local, and all of our connections. I'm interested in social justice and realizing that a lot of the things that we're talking about in this hood or that street or this street is connected to our brothers and sisters in South Africa, is connected to our brothers and sisters in Morocco, and the ongoing struggles everywhere from Palestine to Syria and Senegal and everywhere in between. And all these places, a lot of the young people, we get this rap for sometimes being apathetic or indifferent, but I really think that raptivism is proof in and of itself, and much more than that, that we have something to say, and we have a lot of passion, heart, and we're actually willing to put actions to our words.
You know, over the years, we've seen people who are writers, graffiti artists, they've already made those connections that there's all this type of conversation that takes place globally. We definitely see that in the dance world, and we've definitely seen that in the turntable world.
Mm-hmm.
What has it been about the most dominant element, in, at least in America, in terms of commercial aspects and what people immediately identify hip-hop with when it comes to rap, that we hadn't seen that global conversation? I mean, my travels, and I know your travels from around the world, you know that France talks to Germany, Germany talks to Australia, Australia talks to different countries in Asia. And when you go around the world, I'm always surprised that people in these various countries are very familiar with artists from other lands. I mean, not just the commercial ones, but they seem to be very intimately knowledgeable. But here, we'd be hard-pressed to ask somebody who might be listening to name five artists out of Mexico, and that's right next door, you know, and they'll be struggling, you know, after they might get one, Boca Floca, and then they're stuck. And I don't quite understand, what has it been about us here that we weren't making those connections where our other counterparts in hip-hop seem to have been able to do so?
A lot of the inspiration from the different countries I've lived in and traveled to comes from listening to American hip hop and then expanding that category to say, okay, what's my neighbor doing? You know, I mean, in order to find inspiration and figure out hip hop, some of us might be born out the womb doing it, but a lot of times you need to find the inspiration, that person that really gets you going in your art form and cultivating your scene, whether you're an audience member or you're an artist or whatever way you might partake and document what's going on. So, of course, you have to have open ears. There's so much appreciation around the world for the art form. And one of the ways
they appreciate us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to places they know about us.
Yes.
Why haven't we made the leap to know about them?
I think it's out of the comfort zone. I think there's a level of fear of reaching out. I actually want to bring in a metaphor, because recently Senegal in the past week has had their president step down. After an election that was very contentious and the people were out in the streets, and it became a peaceful resolution to this unrest in Senegal. And we're not really hearing about that story much. And I think sometimes when these narratives of hip hop, what we're hearing in hip hop globally is telling your truths, speaking your voice, empowerment. It's not just that. There's a lot of aspects to it, but these are some of the themes.
But and those are are those the themes of the main artists? I mean, here we have like your Dead Prezzes and your Mortal Techniques that give social justice statements, but what is presented to the masses tends to be a corporate-driven type of phenomenon where it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll as the formula. Would you talk about Senegal, and maybe we'll listen to one of the top artists there, Positively Soul. Maybe we can listen to that, but that seems to be the norm. At least when I've been out there, where people go, hey, this social unrest, let's speak to that. Here, we're still having problems just getting the main artist to talk about Trayvon. And everybody's been out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think has been the difference here?
Yes. Well, there's a sense of urgency. That,
over there?
That fierce urgency of now. We don't have time to be rapping on top of cars that we rented and jewelry that we borrowed and trying to rap a reality that's not our truth. You know, people quite simply don't have time for that. And a lot of people are saying, I'm insulted. You know, There's an urgency, whether you're talking about Senegal or France or a number of other countries, there's an urgency to the rap and what's going on and people wanting to be heard and people wanting to also convince and help mobilize the young people. And one of the ways that we have each other's ears and one of our main dialogue, our language, happens through hip hop. What I was saying also about the election is, you know, sometimes this global hip hop is uncomfortable for people because it doesn't fit the typical narrative that we hear about Africa. That doesn't fit the typical narrative that we might hear about Europe or any other country. I was in India for a while, Asia, South Asia, East Asia. It's kind of an uncomfortable fit for us, you know? What? You're not rapping about blood diamonds? Like, no way. You're rapping about empowerment? I saw Hotel Rwanda. I wanted to fit that narrative. No, that's why I give so much credence to folks like Fist Up, because they're telling narratives that are a little bit different. We have to push the envelope. But right. This is very, very real to what's going on in the world.
Let's talk about this song with Positively Soul out of Senegal, the significance of them in this song.
Positive Black Soul is such an amazing group. It was this track called Mal Necessaire, or Necessary Evil in French, is really talking about that legacy of colonialism, the impact it has had on our, not only history in Senegal, but on our common and shared histories. And one thing that happened in a conversation, one of my friends said, you know, Aisha, we are taught that colonialism and having French people come over here and take over the country and just tell us that we had to have these certain cultural traits and all these other economic implications, that was all a necessary evil. That's what we're taught in school. That hurt, that cut really deep. And we had a long conversation about that. And I brought this question to Positive Black Soul, some of the first forerunners of hip hop in West Africa and Francophone hip hop in general, alongside folks like MC Solar, who picked them out. And brought them to the global stage in Europe as well. And they continue this conversation. We did it through music. So that's where this song comes from. And it's produced by DJ Noise, a two-time DMC champ, 94 and 96, based in right? Copenhagen.
Yeah, Copenhagen, Denmark.
Copenhagen, that's Denmark.
Right. So big up to him. Yeah. So you went the whole trifecta. From the States, them from Senegal, and Noise from Denmark. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
Mais non, on n'avait pas besoin de violence coloniale. Ta domination coloniale, ta suprématie coloniale. Les morts et les blessés, les amputés, les estropiés. Oui, les pères et les mères, les frères et sœurs qu'on a sacrifiés. Et j'entends des fous qui me parlent de mal nécessaire. Trouver positif, et tu crois qu'on va les laisser faire. C'est comme si ton père, ta mère était marqué au fer. Les pieds qui serrent, les mains qui serrent, l'esprit ligoté qui serre. J'entends des fous qui me parlent de mal nécessaire. Le pire dans les yeux des mecs, tu vois qu'ils sont sincères. C'est comme ce pape qui dit oui cautionnant l'esclavage. Les musulmans qui disent oui cautionnant l'esclavage. Mal nécessaire, disaient-ils, tous ont laissé faire. Et aujourd'hui si on est là, c'est qu'on a laissé faire. Pour s'en sortir, il faudra un mal nécessaire. C'est chasser l'ennemi d'ici par tous les moyens nécessaires.
These are my people
We're back here. We've been talking with Aisha, listening to the sounds of Positive Black Soul. What is the name of your album, by the way, for people who don't know?
The name of the album is Raptivism, and people can download it for free on raptivism.bandcamp.com.
You know, the obvious question, and I don't like to get into cliches because I just see artists like yourself and others just as strong artists, but there's always a question about the women's voice. And where is it, and why it's not represented? And in many places, it seems so natural just to hear females flow. But here, this seems to be like, oh, wow, you know. So talk a little bit about that and just what it was like working with folks. And did they see you differently the way that sometimes we often do here in the States?
That's a good question. Actually, I mean, I would ask our brothers that question. Okay. I think that's where the dialogue definitely needs to turn in, not just asking us as MCs, as quote-unquote femcs, or scare-quote femcs, as some people call us. I think, in my experiences, every place was completely different. You know, I lived everywhere from South Africa to Morocco to the UK to India, and all these places had a totally different connotation. I almost felt like being American was a bigger deal, and that influenced my identity, and being a brown person of color with my phenotype, that almost made a bigger difference. I think the biggest stereotype I really had to talk about was like, wait, you're from the States? Why do you look like us? Are you sure?
what's the perception that you found people were having?
In South Africa, a lot of people thought I was the neighbor down the street because I blend in so much. And I think in places like Morocco, a lot of people were confused why I wasn't speaking Arabic. And then once I started to break into French and I learned some Wolof and I worked on my Moroccan Darija, Salamu alaikum to everyone out there. It was, I mean, people were just confused. They're like, oh, but this is not the typical stereotype or the typical experience I have. In South Africa, there was a bench that I walked by that said tourist terrorist. And that was so heavy for me. But I think that's so true and resonant with some of the experiences I even had with our colleagues from traveling abroad from Europe and from the U.S. especially. And the way we come into countries and we don't always have consideration for the people there or for the land. We're not always viewing that mutual aspect and not always taking the time to learn the languages or be part of that culture. But I think I broke some stereotypes along the way and made some amazing friends.
So you made it easier for us.
One step at a time. We're all working together.
We're talking about the Middle East. There's a song here that I want to play, and I can't get the guy's name. Matt Glendorf.
Matt Glendorf.
Glendorf. I like this. So talk a little bit about this, what this is about, and where was this done?
Mm-hmm. So this song is called Leave On The Light, and it was recorded in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay.
The song was made with the Glendorf brothers. Mass is the one who you'll hear rapping, emceeing. He's also a teacher within his community. We recorded the song in an area called Nebro, which is also called Nurbronx.
Okay.
For its parallels to the U.S. and just it's such a beautiful, eclectic neighborhood.
Now, they're Middle Eastern?
These folks are what they call in Denmark ethnic Danes or white ethnic Danes. So even if you've moved to Denmark, let's say your grandparents moved to Denmark in the 60s or something, and they're from Turkey, you're still Turkish. 2-3 generations down, you're still Turkish. You're not Danish Turkish. You're just Turkish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're still Syrian or you're still Palestinian, even after generations. And these folks are white, quote unquote, ethnic Danes, not to offend anyone. And they rapped with me on this song about a group of Iraqi asylum seekers who had been in Denmark.
So that's why you had the beat like that.
Exactly. Okay. So you'll hear influences. At the time when I moved there, a group of at least I think about almost 150 of them were being called into question as to whether they should be deported from Denmark.
The Iraqis?
The Iraqis, the Iraqi asylum seekers. So a good number of them moved to a church where they could seek sanctuary. And during those 2-3 months when I was staying there, the government actually did a night raid in the middle of the night and started pulling them out. And they had Danish protesters and people from all ethnicities of the neighborhood coming out, lying under the bus tires, getting tased by the police. And it was it's been a really difficult period and dark period in the country's history.
Well, didn't they just have the situation where a number of folks were killed? Just remember they had the, was that Denmark or which country was that where they had the guy who shot like 89 kids or something like that?
Oh yeah, that was it Norway?
It was Norway. Yeah. Thank you.
I
okay.
It was Norway.
But I guess I asked that because what I've been hearing is in a lot of those places, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, you know, that's like the Scandinavia, that whole thing. Yeah. There's been this like xenophobia type thing with certain folks. They're saying there's too many immigrants. Was that the thing that you were experiencing or?
Yes. So Denmark has so many sides. And I think in Nørrebro and especially in Nørrebronx, man, it was fantastic because you could walk into any store. I'm talking Arabic in one store and I'm walking to the other store. I'm speaking French in the other store. I'm speaking English. It's all good, you know? But a lot of the country isn't necessarily like that. And there's definitely a creeping xenophobia. Danske Folkeparti is like the quote unquote right wing party that has a lot of xenophobic rhetoric. And just they say some scary things about Muslims, about people from the Middle East. And even my experience walking down the street, being in the buses, people scared to sit next to me. It was just, I mean, it's not too different from the States in some ways.
Right.
But it definitely is. It is visible and very clear.
Do they
clear.
Pick up the right-wing rhetoric from here, or they just have their own situation, or are we picking up their right-wing rhetoric here?
Wow, that's a good question. I think, you know, in Europe, the history of race and immigration and all these things are very intertwined with the history of the Holocaust and that discourse. We could even argue that slavery and the transatlantic slave trade was a Holocaust, because it indeed was. But I think that changes the dialogue. When you're talking, you're coming from World War II, you're talking about that Jewish heritage and just the whole Shoah, that whole history. It changes the rhetoric. And people get scared because then they don't want to say, no, but there's no such thing as race. Race is made up. They killed the Jews over something that was made up. But in reality, for you to pretend that there you don't see a color, like, I don't see you as black, that type of rhetoric doesn't help us either. You know, we have to be blunt and speak truth to power. So
what's the name of this song we're going to listen to?
It's called Leave On The Light. There's also a music video on YouTube, Leave On The Light, with Aisha Fukushima and the Glendorf Brothers.
We'll be right back.
Et opråb, et surt opstod af en protestsang. Fra et ideal ikke at pubertere protesttang. Det her et håb om en åben dør. Et signal til verden om at dem i DK tør. Vi rapper hverken for penge eller prestige. Vi snakker sagen fra gadeflis til avis. Så lad det blive hørt, det lader lidt og skørt. Men intet der statter, hvad der bliver taget, så hvad det vi gør. Vi hjemsender potentielt sjælvenner og tror det gør os mere tryg. Men hvor skal det her ende henad? Den her sag gør mig både flov og træt. Over hver borger, hvor land placeres over lov og ret. FN og Amnesty efterspørger humanitet. Og følge deres råb og være simpelt som en banalitet. Og føre krig uden at tørre sig bag. Der er noget rådden i Danmark, hvad fanden er der sket?
Leave on the light, just a statue. I deal in blazing and metal, glaring at you. Empty promises of freedom that begat you. Land of the free, home of the brave, is that true? Future dependent on puppet strings. Where's the agency? It makes me want to scream. Remember, we're on the same team. Somewhere between awaken a dream. Only window to the world, the blue glow of a screen. Asylum seekers see red, politicians see green. All that I ask is that humanity be seen. Asking for asylum in the place they call home. About time to remind them that they ain't alone. In the solitude of self, the penitentiary of these walls, let people hear the solemnity of your calls.
Siger man til en mand, der mistet sit hjemland? Vi siger det på høj tid, tag os mod hjem, mand. Tag tilbage uden noget, tag tilbage til. Tag tilbage uden brok og beklagelse. Tag tilbage til dit land og forladelse. Og genopbyg dit, som vi efterlader det. Vær tilfreds, men forhastet betalelse. Sig tak til Danmark, men strak ben mod Irak. Han ville nok ønske, han kunne tage tilbage igen. Tilbage til det land, han engang kaldte hjem. Men han vil nødigt op og for mund. De siger, han er ikke et offer, han blot for kun. Det er de røde og hvide kors ridder. Hvis fordomme bekræftes af Ekstrabladets forsider. Tag forbi, før du går videre. Og se skæbnerne i øjnene, før de får tid.
There you have it, listening to Leave on the Lights, the Glendorf Brothers, Aisha Fukushima. As we get ready to wrap up, talk about everybody who's on the album. Where can we get it? I think you said it's for free, but where are you going to be performing or anything like that?
Definitely. Well, let's see. So folks who are on the album, some of them that I haven't mentioned, Rez Capé, he raps in Wolof, French, and English. We sing a song about peace. My Life, Kodigi Crew, they actually helped start a movement in Senegal called Enough is Enough. One of the members, Tiat, was also arrested for standing up against the president who recently stepped down in this peaceful election. People can get the Raptivism album online at Raptivism, that's raptivism.bandcamp.com, or they can go to my blog and get it. Raptivism, raptivism.tumblr.com. Emil YX, he's part of the group Black Noise. Also one of the first hip-hop groups out of South Africa, really repping hard with hip-hop and Daba and his own NGO Heal the Hood in Cape Town, South Africa. He's on the album as well. Adif Kavaya, who's a Pakistani-Danish rapper, was also on the album. Babak Bakili, an amazing political science student, as well as an MC.
We also have Eccentric from here.
Eccentric is also on the album.
From Oakland, California, but Arabic. Yeah.
Yes. He's representing many places, one of which is Philistine, Palestine, and he raps with his brother Rhythmatic on this. And this is actually a shared piece that he did on his Now Here Nowhere album. So you definitely have to cop that. It's super, super cool.
Well, we want to thank you for rolling through. We're going to leave out of here with another song off the album, Raptivism. Aisha, thank you so much for rolling through. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys.
I am space-time sensor. The magical intergalactical radicals better for the universe like the blast of a gamma ray burst. A factual practical tactical martial ready for arsenal. Playing the game, Henrik Larsson. Broken legs that break through pass and soul divine rhymes creeping through the space and time. Projected from imaginations of my mind. Jumping in ships and then catching a lift to a next universe and then smoking a spliff. Getting so high and I'm reaching right by. Say you're catching my drift, say you're catching a whiff of this high grade from around my way. Milky Way galaxy right next to Mars. But I ain't chatting about the bars, I'm chatting about those distant stars that sparkle from afar. Wish upon them, ignite your dreams and par. Off I blast, it took me years to get here and I'm gonna make it last. I travel through the universe, spitting verse, coming first. Battling the enemy, then breaking down the curse.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys. Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Do you know how long it took me to get here?
And I'm never turning back.
Do you know how long it took me to get here?
And I'm never turning back.
I was here before the beginning, before you saw me performing and singing. Before you saw me, I thought I was killing. You never saw all the wars that I've been in. Flash forwards, I was we are winning. They used to ignore, now I talk of the women. Used to be poor, but I'm normally grinning. Cause wealth is health and I'm gorgeous, I'm kidding. In great shape, floor to the ceiling. Good guys lose, so call me the villain. Find me in any hood corner, I'm chilling. Don't smoke, I supply all the door to the village. Of course we're getting, but it's more that we're spinning. Babylon profit, cause the war's never ending. We're all for peace and it's all we're defending. So pure good vibes, all that we're sending.
Found my voice, interstellar collection. Reach for the stars or you lose the connection. Sickness of hip-hop is a global infection. Got me running round like this in every direction. Star Trek and vinyl shields for protection. Light years ahead while everybody asks what's next then. Other forms of life, no need for resurrection. Hip-hop is a battle, this the insurrection.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys.
Tearing it up like you're all just toys.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, my laser gun destroys.
Tearing it up like you're all just toys. Do you know how long it took me to get here?
And I'm never turning back.
Do you know how long it took me to get here?
And I'm never turning back. 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 And I'm never turning back.